In this second week of Lent, our readings, they invite us to reflect a little bit about the meaning of covenant. In our first reading, we have this detailed description between this encounter of God with Abraham. And at the heart of this encounter really is God was making a covenant with Abraham. God was entering a contract, an agreement with Abraham. And even more profound, when you look at the description of our first reading, we see that Abraham had to slaughter animals and let blood flow in between. Now that means that God was ready to die if he does not keep his part of the covenant. That's how serious this covenant was. And the agreements on the covenant, they were very clear. Abraham was promising to be loyal to God. Abraham was promising that he will have God at the center of his life. And on the other side, God was promising Abraham that if you stay loyal to me, I will give you life. I will protect you. I will always walk with you. Be loyal to me. I bless you. I give you life. And today, by the virtue of our own baptisms, we are part of this covenant with God. By virtue of our baptism, we are part of this contract with God, whereby we are called to be loyal to Him. We are called to have God at the center of who we are, at the center of what we do. We do that, He gives us life. We do that, He gives us peace. That's the nature of the contract that we have with God. So this journey of Lent, in particular this second week of Lent, it's a call for each one of us to do some introspection, look in our heart, the times that we have not been loyal to this contract, the times that we have veered away from the way of God. We kind of look into our hearts and go back to God. We search in our heart all those things that in one way or the other, they make us move away from the path towards God. And then we place them aside so that we can stay on course. We can stay loyal to this contract, to this covenant with God. That's what God is asking of us in this second week of Lent. Be loyal to me, and I will give you life.